Hey guys, it's Darren from Freedom Lifestyle and Business Success. So, I wanted to talk to you today about a really simple thing that we need to change in life, and that's habits, bad habits. So, I'm going to talk a little bit about how we can hijack bad habits and turn them into good things. How do we do this? Now look, I've had some pretty bad habits over the years. It's taken me a long time to actually work out how to quit smoking. Smoking is bad for your health. It doesn't matter how many people tell me smoking is bad for my health. I know it's bad for my health, and it's been a really tough habit to break. But when I broke it down, I actually found what the triggers and what the causes were and why I was actually continuing to smoke, even though I wanted to quit and I wanted to get healthy. So I wanted to talk about habits. How do we actually hijack habits and turn them into good habits? How do we make that change? Now, if you think about your life, chances are that, you know, when you got up this morning, you got out of bed, you made a cup of coffee, you might have scrolled through Facebook, had a shower, brushed your teeth, got dressed and driven to work. And I'll put money on it, you drove to work in the same way. And you're within the office or at your place of work, probably within a 2 to 3 minute period of when you normally turn up. That's a habit. We actually are doing the same thing over and over and over again unconsciously. We are unconsciously skilled at doing this. And it's kind of interesting when we start to look at it. So our brain likes to find the easiest way. It's a shortcut. And our brain creates habits as shortcuts so that we don't have to make millions and millions of decisions on a daily basis. We just go into autopilot. Same thing, habits. If you think about this, habits save time and energy. It's time and energy that our brains want to save. Our body just goes into auto drive. But if they're bad habits and negative habits, they have an impact on us. They have an impact on our happiness. They have an impact on our well-being. They have an impact on our productivity. They're not going to make us the best person that we possibly can be. So it doesn't matter whether you're biting your fingernails or whether you're, you know, overeating, whether you're smoking, whether you're, you know, one of those bad habits, spending too much time on Facebook, too much time on social media these days. And social media is such a big habit-forming problem. So how do we overcome this? First of all, we need to actually diagnose and understand what the habit is. How does it happen? Why does it happen? When you dig deep on this, you're going to get and going to feel pretty uncomfortable. It can be quite intimidating as to what, you know, why you've actually created this habit. You know, it's something that's happened in your past. It's not going to be easy. But once we actually understand why that habit is and what triggers it, we're going to be able to make some changes. Now, really interesting guy, a guy by the name of Charles Duhigg, explains how habits really relate to basically three core components. The cue, which is the feeling, the time, locations, triggers, you know, the reason that your habit is there. The routine, the habit itself. So that means literally why you do it and how you do it and when you do it. And then the big piece, the reward. What that habit is actually rewarding you with. How does it make you feel when you've actually conducted that and your habit has been played out? So what you've got to do here is think about your habits. Think about whatever it is, whether it's overeating, overspending, smoking, not being healthy, whatever the case is, and identify what the cue is for you. Now, a cue for me for smoking was I'd come home after a long, hard day at work. Now, my job's pretty stressful. And I like to come home, I like to relax, I like to zone out. And one of the things I'd do is I'd literally come through the door, I'd grab my stuff, get changed, go and sit on the balcony, look at a view, and the first thing I'd do is light up a cigarette. And that was me unwinding. Okay? Now the cue for that was me coming home. That was the trigger. Okay? The routine was that I would just sit there and I would enjoy the cigarette and look at the view, look at my emails, and the habit was forming. That's the routine. The reward? I felt relaxed. I felt calmer. I'd let a bit of the day go. I'd covered off a few things I may not have actually covered off in the office at the time. So that was my habit. The trigger on that obviously is the cue. I come home and the first thing I wanted to do was walk outside, cool off, sit down on the balcony and relax. That was my cue. The routine itself? Pick up the phone, have a look at my emails and light a cigarette at the same time. And the reward, I felt relaxed at the end of it, okay? So, people who spend a lot of time on social media, and social media is becoming a real problem in today's society. So many people are spending huge amounts of time on social media, at work, at home, they're disconnecting from real life. But what's actually the trigger on this? Well, the cue often with social media is the fact that people want to feel connected, and we're not. Now, we're losing our art of communication. So if you think about this, and you want to change your social media habits and be more productive and to actually be passionate about your life, what you need to do is think about why you're spending time on social media. You want to feel connected. You want to feel like you're talking to people. So if you come home and you're doing these things, look for the trigger. Look for the cue. What is actually prompting you to do this? It's the hardest thing to do. When you uncover that, that's going to be the key for you, okay? You've got to uncover the cue, uncover that trigger, the reason why I'm going to do this. I need, I want, I feel. And it's an autopilot thing. You know, I'm coming home, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to go through Facebook, I'm going to have a cigarette, I'm going to have something to eat, I'm going to have something to drink, I'm going to go to the shops and spend some money, okay? There is a trigger and there is a cue. So the next time this happens, sit down and look at this, write it down, okay? I want you to write it down. When you sit down on the couch or that routine or that cue comes into it, have a look at what it is. Write it down. What was the routine that you went through after the end of it? Again, write it down. You know, did you feel relaxed? Did you feel connected to people? And then all so important, the reward. How did it make you feel at the end? Okay? How did it make you feel? Humans are feeling people. We like to feel good. Okay? So diagnosing your bad habits helps you find effective alternatives. But I'm going to talk about that as we come through. So, creating a new environment. Your environment's so important, okay? Environment is part of what we do. Now that you've identified the cue in your habit, you've unlocked and you've broken down the whole first step of getting out of these bad habits. And since these triggers or these cues automatically form a mode in our brain, they initiate your habit. So, if you change your habits, if you change the cue, you're going to have a better chance of actually changing or breaking your habit because the cue isn't there, okay? Take the cue away, you've got nothing left. Your habit is not going to kick in on autopilot. So the trick to eliminating your cue, you know, take advantage of a totally new environment. So what is a new environment? Look, habits are really ingrained into us and we need to make some significant changes, okay? So a great time to actually break habits is when you're on holidays. You're relaxed, you're in a really great atmosphere, you're there to relax and have a good time. You may travel for work. Now I travel for work and I chose to be actually traveling for work when I quit smoking. Now the reason for that is that I didn't have the trigger or the cue when I got home to go and sit on the balcony, pick up my phone, read my emails and light a cigarette. Okay, and that was one of the big things. I used my smoking as my time to actually communicate. So I don't want to do that anymore. I've changed my cues. So going back to the example and having a look again at social media, the best time to change all of this is when you've changed your environment. So when you're on holidays, you're away for work, you're out of your house, change the environment. Change the way that when you come home, don't throw yourself on the couch and go, I need to relax and have a look at your phone. Talk to somebody. Do something different. You pick up the phone and give a friend a call. Have a real conversation. Go for a walk. Go into the park. Open up a conversation with people. You know, it's really important that you start communicating. Changing those habits, changing your location, changing your environment will help you break a habit. So, how do we actually make all of this come together? So, focusing is really important. You need to change the way that you talk to your head or talk to your brain. Now, the brain is the most powerful thing we own. It is an amazing organ. It makes decisions. We get out of bed. It makes us, you know, do what we do. It gives us this wonderful intelligence. And if we all understood it, it'd be a fantastic thing. But we talk to ourselves in varying ways. We've got to change the way that we talk to our brain. Now, our brain is not motivated by negative, but we look at our habits as being a negative positive. Now, let me explain what I'm talking about here. Rather than saying, I'm going to stop smoking, or I'm going to try to stop smoking, okay? It is, I am going to stop smoking. I am going to get healthy. I am going to do this. Negatives don't work. When we frame our change of habit or change our goals, change our desired outcomes as a negative based upon the negative habit, I'm going to stop overeating rather than I'm going to get healthy, our brain associates that habit or that goal or breaking that habit as a negative goal. So we need to change the way. We need to change the way that we think, the way that we talk to ourselves. Now, talking to ourselves is a really big thing. We talk to ourselves all day. We think, we answer questions. If you actually looked at how many times you think and openly talk to yourself, you would actually get a little bit scared without having somebody else on the other side. So what we can do with this, here's a really great way to hijack this, is again, to change those environments, change the way that we talk. If you find yourself talking negatively, turn it to a positive. Make your goal positive, okay? So, making that goal positive is changing the routine. We're not talking about changing the cue or the reward. We're talking about changing the middle. How do we change the routine? The thing that makes, you know, brings it all together. So when you get home, you want to relax, you throw yourself down on the couch, and I pick up the phone, and I'm going to have a conversation with my best mate. Perfect. That's changing your habit, okay? I'm not on social media. I'm not going to read my emails, which triggers my smoking habit. I'm actually going to go for a walk with my gorgeous partner. So, fantastic. Again, I still want to get home. I want to feel relaxed, but I'm doing something different. I'm changing the routine. When I come back, I feel connected. I feel happy. I feel healthy, and I feel relaxed. So we've got to change that routine piece, okay? Once you find a new routine, it's going to work positively for you. Okay, so it's not about saying, I'm going to stop eating, you know, junk food. You've got to keep saying to yourself, I'm going to start eating healthy. You know, I'm going to stop going out and spending money at restaurants. I'm going to eat at home more often. Okay, positive reinforcement. Okay, now, every time you put something negative in, and the way that we think, you're destroying yourself. Okay. It's negative, yeah, I'm going to get there, it's a big chore, it's a challenge, it's all of these wonderful things. Now, I want to explain this to you. Psychologists say that when we're pursuing negative goals, it associates with feelings of incompetence, decreased self-esteem, and less satisfaction, okay? So, negative goals produce or are driven by feelings of incompetence, decreased self-esteem, and less satisfaction. Why? Because they're negative, okay? All of those things are negative. We've got to turn it to positive and start talking to ourselves in a positive way. Now, create substitutions that you're going to absolutely love. It's really important that you do things that are different, you know? Create this new habit, this new environment. The way that your brain thinks and the way that you feel come together. Create a new environment, create the new habit, and pretty soon it becomes second nature. And guess what? You've changed a bad habit to being a good habit. You know, I'm going to exercise. Now I am exercising because I get my social interaction, I have my communication, and I feel relaxed, and I feel healthy at the same time. Perfect. I've changed my routines. It doesn't trigger that cue for me to pick up a cigarette. Okay? And I'm being more social, I'm being more interactive, and guess what? Guys, a really big thing for your partners, your female partners, I'm actually present for her. I'm talking with her. Rather than switching off and trying to chill out and relax, I'm having a great conversation with her. And guess what? That's improving relationships so much, it's unbelievable. Can't suggest that you do this enough. Now, a couple of things that you should do here to try and build success to changing bad habits. Now, first of all, breaking a habit, you are going to fail. You're going to have setbacks, okay? That's just natural. Everybody has them. Don't beat yourself up. That's tip one. Hijack your head and don't beat yourself up. Don't let that little thing up there, your brain, tell you that you failed. You haven't failed. It's a natural setback. So if you're trying to lose weight and you go out for dinner and you're at a fantastic birthday party and you break and you eat all the wrong food, don't beat yourself up, okay? It's going to happen. But next time that you're invited out for dinner, you'll pre-prepare yourself. You'll eat healthy snacks before you go. You won't feel so hungry, and therefore you won't be tempted to order all the wrong stuff off the menu, okay? Same thing goes for any habit that you're looking at. You're going to have failures. Don't beat yourself up, okay? It's natural. But there's a couple of ways we can increase our success levels, okay? Sharing it. Sharing your change or sharing how you're breaking your bad habit. Share that goal with a friend. Have a conversation with a friend. Tell them that you're actually trying to change. Now, a study that I saw by the ASTC basically states that if you tell a friend or you tell a colleague, somebody who you trust, you have a 65% greater chance of achieving your goal. So here's a really interesting piece. if you, you know, organise to catch up with them, take them for a coffee, take them for, you know, a drink, go for a walk with them, and you discuss your goals and you tell them face to face, your odds of completing it or being successful around changing your habit are now 95%. That's huge. 95% success rate when you share it and you do it with somebody who's like-minded who can support you. So why is sharing so effective? Well, we love positive reinforcement, okay? Our body, our mind, our heart, our soul, our stomach, everything. When somebody gives me a positive piece of feedback, pats me on the shoulder and gives me a bit of an attaboy, I feel great. I've done a good job. I'm being supported. I've got people around me supporting me, okay? Now, here's a funny thing about humans. When we put something out there openly in the public eye and we make a commitment, we want to be committed to that commitment. We want to feel we feel obligated, okay? We don't want to fail. Now, the reason we feel obligated is because we like to be seen as being consistent, being an achiever, being successful. I've actually done this, okay? So positive reinforcement coming from a friend when you have the conversations and you tell them about the ups and the downs, about changing your habit, is really powerful. 95%, okay? It increases your success rate of breaking that bad habit by 95%. Share it with a friend. Even better, if your friend has bad habits they're trying to break, use each other, okay? Work with each other. Be positive about it. You know, tell people about your trials, your tribulations, and your successes. When they turn around and say, you know, you're doing a great job, I'm proud of you, you're really, you know, you're hammering this, you've dropped from, you know, smoking 10 cigarettes a day to smoking 2 cigarettes a day, that's awesome, you're going to be off them totally shortly. Look, you've dropped 500 grams in weight, that's perfect, it's half a kilo. You know, congratulations, keep going. That positive reinforcement makes us feel great. So sharing your habit changes, sharing your goals with great people increases your opportunity, increases your chances of breaking that habit, okay? So these are the tips about hijacking your habits, hijacking your brain. Talk positively, okay? Find what the cues are. Find what that routine is and find what that satisfaction or that reward level is. Change them, okay? Change it. Once you start doing that and you become conscious around what you're doing, it's been called consciously skilled. When you're consciously skilled around understanding what is driving your habit, what's triggering that habit, you can make a conscious change to form a new, positive, good habit and become unconsciously skilled and make that your total routine. That is your go-to. That becomes your autopilot. It's worked for me. I'm off cigarettes, and this is the way I look at it. I keep looking at myself and rewarding myself because I'm out to save money. I can't keep justifying spending all that money on cigarettes. So what's happened with my cigarettes? Is quite simply that I'm saving money. And that's a really cool thing. And it's great for me. That's my success. So I've shared my success with you. Hopefully a couple of you said, attaboy, that's great. Love to hear more about it, Darren. I'll keep updating you as the time goes on. Yeah, did I have a couple of failures? Yeah, of course I've had a couple of failures and a couple of false starts on quitting. But I have quit. So guys, think about your bad habits. Look at the cues. Look at the routines. And look at the rewards. Make some changes in your environment and go forward. It's not that hard to change bad habits and replace them with great habits and good habits that are positive, have a fantastic effect on your life, improve your relationships, and make you a better person. And guess what? You feel better for doing it. All right, guys, that's 18 minutes of time or 19 minutes of my time and yours. Thank you for listening to me. Love to hear more from you. If you want to know more, by all means, please reach out to us on the group, come to us, email us, call us, whatever you need to do. We're happy to support and we'd love to hear more from you. Have a great day and catch you later.
Hello, hope everyone's having a wonderful evening. Goodbye.